Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second, the shortstop, Woody English. Batting third, the second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third, the left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting fifth, the catcher, Spud Davis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Fred Koster. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Bernie Freiberg. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clyze Dudley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Clyze Dudley. And now, play ball. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Koster picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Koster. Kiler goes all the way around to score. English moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline takes first base on ball four. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kline moves to third. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitney. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Whitney steals second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coster throws the ball into Malone, who tags Malone trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg strikes out. One out. Les Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone strikes out. Two outs. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. English hits a fly ball into right field. Coster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-1 in the game. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coster. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 0-for-1 in the game. Koster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malone moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. English is hit by the pitch. Malone moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koster throws the ball into Malin, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Koster. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0-for-1 in the game. Malin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Malin reaches second base with a double. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley is 0-for-1 in the game. Dudley hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-2 in the game. Brickell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malin moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Malin scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fallenstein now pitching. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Malone bunts towards first. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Malin covering, for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin misplays the ball. That's an error on Malin. Gerges moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. English moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Davis to Whitney. The throw back to home, and English is out at the plate. Hornsby moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Bell now playing third base. Billy Gerges now playing second base. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taylor. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitney moves to third. One out. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitney scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koster moves to second. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koster scores. Freiberg moves to second. It's 8-3, Cubs. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Ed Fallenstein. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Schessler now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitney hits a line drive into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Malone bunts towards the mound. Schessler fields it and throws to third for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gerges moves to third. Malone moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. English takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Malone scores. English moves to second. It's 10-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Footsie Blair now playing first base. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. One out. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koster hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mallon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freiberg moves to second. Dutch Schessler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schessler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Taylor moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor scores. Hartnett moves to third. One out. It's 11-3, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Gerges steals second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Gerges scores. It's 13-3, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Malone moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. English hits a fly ball towards right. Koster settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Koster. Malone scores. Kyler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Cubs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schessler spins and fires to second, and Kyler is picked off. 2 outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitney hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 14, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.